It's Inside Vancouver Opera. My name is Ashley Daniel Foote. When I think of shows like Hamilton or the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, tickets are really the thing that everyone wants. Then the person we need to talk to is Vancouver Opera's own Tracy Flatez, who's our ticket center and database manager. Tracy's career has taken her all over the world, both as a teacher and as an arts professional. I was fascinated to hear more about some of the changes that have taken place in the ticketing industry. So how long have you been at Vancouver Opera?
Since October 2006. It began because I came to Vancouver on my honeymoon the year before, fell in love with Vancouver, decided I wanted to live here, moved from Boston with my then husband, and applied to Vancouver Opera. First job I applied for, first job I got, and here I am.
Well, it's fair to say that a lot of our patrons will absolutely recognize your voice. They've already heard it before.
Oh, yes. And so many people, when I pick up the phone, they say, oh, you're the voice on the recording. Yes, that's me.
A lot of ticket sales of the past would have occurred either in person or over the phone. Mm-hmm. We now have web sales. And what has that transition been like?
It's been interesting. It's mostly positive. Back in the day when we were on our Canby Street offices, nothing really was done online. We had a really bad website. There was no select your own seat.
Oh, no.
There was no printed home tickets. And we had a lot of subscribers. And the way we used to do it was we would print all those subscription tickets in-house. And it wasn't on the ticket stock that we use now. It was a big, thick piece of card so that they looked different to regular tickets, which was beautiful. Oh. However, we had a very old little printer that we would print them on, and it would jam constantly. We had thousands and thousands of tickets. And in order to make it not be jammed, we would have to take a little butter knife and clean all the residue off of the rollers. And so once all of those were printed, they would then have to be put into an envelope and sent through the mail machine and mailed out. So we've come a long way. Technology has come a long way. Now I'd say 90% of our tickets are bought online.
You're also working at the theater.
Yes.
Every show in
yes.
the box office.
Yes. Those nights, we have to get people into the show. If people forget their tickets, we have to reprint their tickets. If people want to pick up their tickets at the theater, that's us. If people want to buy tickets at the theater, if there's any available, that's us. Again, we've come a long way with printed home tickets. We don't get as much chaos at the theater anymore. It used to be that we would have boxes and boxes and boxes of tickets. Not enough time to mail, so the only option at that time was picking up at the theater. When we have big shows like Carmen, Butterfly, Bohème, the lineup to pick up tickets would be around the block.
What's the wildest thing that's ever happened in ticketing at Vancouver Opera in your time?
So at the theater, actually, six shows, all sold out, Madama Butterfly, and the whole ticket system went down.
What?
We lost the whole system.
Oh,
and
no.
So, you know, we had our tickets that had already been printed out for pickup, but anything that was bought before we'd printed that out, we couldn't print.
Oh, no.
We basically had a list of people that we knew had purchased that, you know, if they came, we looked at the piece of paper with the names and checked them off. And we still managed to get that show in on time. But let me tell you, we were flying by the seat of our pants. I think by the end of it, all of us were pretty much needing a glass of wine.
No kidding. So take me back to when you decided to come to Canada. What did you do before that?
In Boston, I worked as the manager at the Museum of Fine Arts.
Okay.
So
I was there.
Yeah, I was there for 8 years. I also worked in the public school system there.
What?
Yes, I taught.
You taught? What did you teach?
I taught second grade.
No way.
Yes way. That's my background. My background is actually education. I have a master's in education. I worked all over the world teaching English.
Really? Where did some of the places?
I've lived in Australia, I've lived in Italy, I've lived in Hong Kong, I've lived in Palestine. Lots of interesting places to live. So yeah, I came here from the Museum of Fine Arts and teaching, and I was initially thinking I would go back into teaching here, but I went the other route and came here.
They say that the opera and the arts are oftentimes in crisis. But here at Vancouver Opera, I think there's been a resurgence
there
of interest in that. How can you explain that?
I think programming has a lot to do with it. If we put on shows that people want to see, they will buy tickets to see those shows. I think the fact that now people just want to get out and live again after the whole COVID shutdown. So many people now are coming back to us that weren't with us for the last 3 or 4 years. And yeah, and I think just really good marketing. We have a great marketing department
now. They're firing on all cylinders, mm-hmm. absolutely. Just speaking of marketing, because we have Talk Our Wares.
Black Friday, get your best deal of the season. 50% off a duet subscription so you can see Carmen and Don Pasquale for less than it would cost you just to come see Carmen. And if you really can't come to see both shows, then you can wait until Cyber Monday and just get 50% off single tickets.
When we talk about an opera like Carmen, which is opera's perhaps most popular mm-hmm. opera, I have a feeling your phones are really going to be ringing. There's going to be a lot of interest.
Yes.
How do you manage the demand versus the inventory?
Honestly, it's a constant juggling act. Already, Carmen is flying off the shelves.
Wow.
I've never seen a show sell so quickly, so early as Carmen is selling right now. Buy early. Your best price is now because prices go up. As tickets sell, prices go up.
What have we learned about new people that are coming to the opera?
We're getting a lot of new to file people. That's people that have never purchased opera tickets before.
Magic.
Most of them, I'd say predominantly, they come to us for the well-known shows. So the Carmens, the Flutes, the Butterflies. Mm-hmm. But then we are finding that a lot of new people, especially younger people, they want to see new works. When we do something that hasn't been done before, things like my all-time favorite, Stick Boy.
Yes.
You know, we got so many new people that came for that because it's new. They haven't seen it before. It's never been done before. It's a premiere. Lots of new audiences, and that's what we love. We love new audiences. We love young audiences. Plus, we love our regulars.
Yes, we do. We love everyone to come to the opera.
We want them all to come.
And we want you to buy your tickets from Tracy.
Please, come listen to my nice voice.
Well, hopefully now you really will go to vancouveropera.ca and get your tickets. My name is Ashley Daniel Foote, and as always, big thanks to our producer, Mac McGilvery. If you like the show, you can always follow us on Spotify or give us a review on Apple Podcasts. All of that helps the show be discovered by more opera lovers, or you can simply share a link to the show with your friends. I'll see you at the opera.